Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1218. Fifth day. Today, bring to me the souls of heretics and schismatics, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart, that is, my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way they alleviate my passion. Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of heretics and schismatics. Draw them by your light into the unity of the Church, and do not let them escape from the abode of your most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they too come to extol the generosity of your mercy. Even for those who have torn the garment of your unity, a fount of mercy flows from your heart. The omnipotence of your mercy, O God, can lead these souls also out of error. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of heretics and schismatics, who have squandered your blessings and misused your graces by obstinately persisting in their errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your own Son, and upon his bitter passion, which he underwent for their sake, since they too are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Bring it about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. Sixth day. Today, bring to me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who would keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble soul is able to receive my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart all meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. These souls send all heaven into ecstasy, and they are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are a sweet-smelling bouquet before the throne of God. God himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have a permanent abode in your most compassionate heart, O Jesus, and they unceasingly sing out a hymn of love and mercy. A truly gentle and humble soul, already here on earth, the air of paradise breathes, and in the fragrance of her humble heart, the Creator himself delights. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon meek and humble souls, and upon the souls of little children who are enfolded in the abode which is the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls bear the closest resemblance to your Son. Their fragrance rises from the earth and reaches your very throne. Father of mercy and of all goodness, I beg you, by the love you bear these souls and by the delight you take in them, bless the whole world, that all souls together may sing out the praises of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Here, Jesus asks us to bring to him on the fifth day of the novena the souls of heretics and schismatics. When we pray the novena today, we use the expression, "The souls of those who have separated themselves from my church." As I mentioned in the last podcast, we are praying for the same group of people that Jesus asks us to pray for. We're simply using a different expression to describe them. I'll read a short note from the booklet, The Divine Mercy, Message and Devotion, to explain the change in expression. Our Lord's original words were, here, heretics and schismatics. since he spoke to St. Faustina within the context of her times. As of the Second Vatican Council, church authorities have seen fit to not use those designations in accordance with the explanation given in the Second Vatican Council's Decree on Ecumenism, number 3. Every pope since the council has reaffirmed that usage. St. Faustina herself, her heart always in harmony with the mind of the Church, most certainly would have agreed. When, at one time, because of the decisions of her superiors and Father Confessor, she was not able to execute our Lord's inspirations and orders, she declared, "I will follow your will insofar as you will permit me to do so through your representative. O my Jesus, I give priority to the voice of the Church over the voice with which you speak to me." That was from diary number 497. The Lord confirmed her action and praised her for it. Now, in that document from the Second Vatican Council on Ecumenism, the expression that was used is "our separated brethren," and that's why we now use this expression, "the souls of those who have separated themselves from my church," because we always want to follow the voice and the teachings of the Church. Now, Jesus speaks of being brokenhearted during his passion at the thought of those who would separate themselves from his church. We pray for their return to unity. There have been separations and heresies and schisms throughout the history of the church. On the sixth day of the novena, we are to pray for the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. Their hearts are like the heart of Jesus. Let's all pray that we can become humble like them.